Yirmiyah Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph Le'ilan Ishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak, wrapping up Perek Gimel, a great and terrible Perek, where we see the potential for an incredible future, but the problem is we betray our beloved every chance that we get. And not a big surprise then that there is going to be retribution. Kol Al Sifayim Nishma, a voice is heard. Sifayim, some say, means again the rivulets, the small streams of water. That's Rashi. Radak says it's the high places, Sifayim, like the lip of the mountain, the ridges. And if it's heard in the high places, then it can be heard at a great distance as it echoes across the horizon. So, Kol Al Sifayim Nishma, Bechi Sachanuni Beis Yisrael. The weeping of the Tachanunim, of the supplications, of the Tfilos, of the children of Yisrael, Ki He'avu Esdar Kam, because they perverted their way, Avon, Shachachu Es Hashem Eloheihem, and they forgot the Lord their God. We weep when we're Al Naros Bavel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, come on, backsliding children, come back. And we could say, here we are. We're coming to you. But it took a lot to get us to do that. Chav Beis Shuvu Vanim Shovavim, Erpa Meshuboseichem. Return, backsliding children. I'm going to cure. Rofei, I'm going to cure your backsliding. Hinenu Asanulach. And they say, here we are. We have come to you, Ki Ata Hashem Elokeinu. It's about time. So finally, we say, take us back. Hashem says, you do tshuva, I'll heal you right away. Erpa Meshuvo Seichem, the Gemara says in Yom Kippur. If it's a kumva asei and you didn't do it, you may need to do more. If it's a los asei, you may have to make retribution and payment, but nevertheless, but most of the Mefarshim, including Rashi, say that, behold, we are coming to you, is not the Jewish people actually saying that. It's the Navi telling the Jewish people to say that. The Malbim says it is. The Jewish people will finally see the error of their ways. But according to some of the Mefarshim, the problem is that we actually don't mean it. We don't say it. The Navi says, why don't we say this? Chav Gimel Ochein La Sheker Mikvaos Hamon Harim. And this is what we would say if we would be able to just let it out and actually admit it to ourselves. Yes, in vain we awaited help from the hills. It was falsehood that we worshipped from the hills. So either we waited for help from Avodah Zarah, or the fact that we worshipped Avodah Zarah all was shakranas. The multitude of mountains, Hamon Harim, Mikvos Hamon Harim, the many mountains. Achein b'Hashem Elokein is Teshuas Yisrael. But in Hashem, our God, is the salvation of Yisrael. If only we would say that. The Arbar Bernel takes a very interesting look at these psukim, and he says, the Navi hears two voices, the voice of Yisrael crying out to God from the north after they have been exiled, or right before they're about to be exiled, and the voice of Hashem replying to them. So it's a conversation going back and forth. But either way, this is what we should be saying. V'haboshes achla es yigia avoseinu minu ureinu. The shameful thing, idolatry, says Rashi, our shameful behavior, avodas elilim, the ba'al, that's also called the shameful thing in Hosea, achla es yigia avoseinu minu ureinu, it has consumed the toil of our fathers since we were young. Es sonam ves bekaram, their flocks, their herds of cattle, Espenehem, their sons, Espenosehem, and their daughters. Everything we had has been lost. In Megillas Rus, this is what the Mefarshim say happened to Naomi's husband. I keep saying Elkanah. Elkanah? I don't know. I'm having a blip on Naomi's husband. But first he lost his property. Then he lost his land. Then he lost himself, his life. Then his sons died. It escalates. Last pasuk of Hey Nishkeva Bivashtenu. We lie in our shame and degradation. So the Radak says that we lie down in bed and fall asleep because we're in a catastrophe and we can't get out of it, so we just get depressed. Chizkiyahu HaMelech did this when he turned to the wall. It could also just be you're lying in your degradation, like a drunk who got sick all over the floor, and you just lie in your own filth, your moral decline, and you just lie there. That could be one way of looking at it. Most of the Mefarshim say that we just are we find it impossible to get up. Nishkebov avashtenu. Usechasenu kelimosenu. Our humiliation covers us. Ki lashem elokeinu chatanu. Anachnu vavosenu. Min ureinu bead hayom hazeh. Because we have sinned against God, we and our fathers, from our youth until today. Velo shamanu b'kol Hashem elokeinu. And we did not listen to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We did not hearken to the voice of Hashem. So we worship the Baal like our forefathers. The Malbim says this is a pathetic picture of Klal Yisrael and Golus. The Navi hears a voice on the high places resounding through the mountains. The voice in the low places of the children of Israel supplicating. Klal Yisrael is a lost sheep. Hashem is the shepherd calling to the sheep to recognize his voice and return. But the sheep cries because she doesn't recognize the voice of the shepherd and she is lost completely. So the Navi has warned us well in advance of the Churban what's going to happen. But we are unhearing, and even when we can hear, we don't listen. And so we lie here. And so the next parak is going to begin that the Navi tells us, look, if you do tshuva, you have still have a chance. Will we listen? Well, those of us who know how Yirmiyah ends know that it's very doubtful.